Houston, think we got some problems. Find somebody who can
welcome
solve.
To the Daily Shift. Thank you all for joining the show today. I feel like this year is going fast, and it's not just me right now. Of course, you've heard his voice before, and hopefully it will not be the last time. Woodhouse from Woodhouse Studios is here. How you doing today, man?
Man, it's good.
It's good? Mm-hmm. You built it up like you were like, man, I thought you were going to. Then you're like, yeah, it's good. It's just good. Today, I don't even know where to start. It's been, oh my gosh, it's been so long because, for one, it's been the WrestleMania weekend, if you all caught that. That's something that we're going to talk about later. That's something in and of itself. And I just, with the WrestleMania weekend, there's people that go in thinking they're going to win, some people think they're going to lose, whatever the case may be. But you feel lucky. Woodhouse, when was the last time you felt lucky? Like, I mean, like, really lucky enough to play, like, the lottery or something like that, you know? Like, go out of your circle.
You're feeling good about yourself.
Yeah. When was the last time you felt that lucky?
I got to say it was sometime last year. I went to the casino with $100. Well, I made some money during the weekend. It was a Monday morning. And I woke up and I had, just a couple extra $100. And I took $100 and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this to the casino. And I know I'm going to hit it. You just got that feeling.
Well, now the question is, did you win? Oh, no.
Well, you know what? The first, and that's how I guess I got. But yeah, first day, I went with my $100 and I won like $20 and I left. Bam. So I was like,
let me
try it again. So Tuesday morning, woke up, took my kids to school. I was like, let's try it again. Went back, won like some more money, like $15.
That's not a bad, any money, that's $15 more than you had before.
Right. But that Wednesday morning.
Oh no. It starts to take a downturn.
I took the same, like, all right, we doing good. Took the $100 to the casino. Island View, I'm telling everybody. And I lost 20. I was like, that's not right. But maybe I'll win it back. So I stayed and I lost another 20. And I said, So I've lost what I've won.
So you evened out. Did you? Oh, no.
No.
I saw that face that you made.
I said, you know what? Hold up. Let me. I got a couple more dollars. Let's try it again. 20 gone.
Going?
I said, you know what? I lost this amount. I might as well keep trying. And maybe, yeah, hopefully none of my... Don't take this advice. If you're losing, just leave. That's just how it is. It's,
set a limit, essentially. Just set a limit for yourself.
And... Yeah. I left with...
Okay, well, we've thrown you into depression. I can see the look on your face.
I haven't gone back.
Well, another thing.
I felt lucky though.
But I mean, like, when you feel lucky, I mean, it doesn't have to be just gambling or just feeling lucky. Like, oh, I'm gonna do this. It could be anything. Even if you like are an artist. A musician, like, just try to do things. Even if it's like a school raffle, you're walking down the hall, like, you know, I should play this. Like, I mean, it could be anything. And that brings up the next topic that I want to talk to you about. All right. Because you're trying your hand in something that I think you're going to excel in, because you you have all these instruments. Like, I don't know if you all heard that. Like, that was the drums that I failed at the last show.
No, you didn't.
That was terrible. I was trying to do double bass like I was like a magician. Like, it was bad. Anyway, but you have like all the setup and stuff like that. So, you're putting your hand out there for trying a show. Are you gonna like go through with that, or are you gonna give that some time, or what?
I'm definitely right now. I'm just gonna sit and learn as much about the podcast part of the recording part. Like, mm-hmm. I got the music part, the ideas, but learn more of, you know, what happens behind the scene. Learn more about like how to reach a target audience.
Mm-hmm.
I guess learn who my audience is, because.
Well, I mean, everybody, like your audience, because, do you want to tell them now what you're going to be doing, or you want to keep that like locked up for later?
Oh, no. I want everybody to know we're talking about music, and I want the goal is to teach people how to play anything that they hear. Nothing against reading. I think reading is great. Definitely want to learn it. But a lot of times when you're playing whatever instrument and you're reading,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you don't have the paper with you. And so a lot of people who read well without the music, they're not as good.
I get what you're saying, because I don't know how to read. I'm not talking about music. I just don't know how to. No, I'm joking.
That's the goal, just to teach people how to play. If you've heard it, then you can play it.
Now, is this going to be just auditory, or is it going to be visual as well? Like, is this?
I want it to be visual, mm-hmm. because a lot of people, they learn better looking. I think most people learn better when they see something happen.
Yes. And a lot of people can't, like, don't learn well when it comes to looking at something or hearing something. They have to do it themselves. Right. So that visual helps them get to that point. Yeah. Because, like, I'm definitely one of those one of those people that can't just hear it and be like, I get it. Like, I have to, like, see it and then do it. It's like going to a science class. It's like, okay, you mix this with this, but if you mix this, then it's going to explode. And it's like, okay, well, I need to do that, because I don't want something to explode in my face. That's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I think that's awesome that you're doing that, because not everyone does that. And we actually did one. What was it, last week?
We got to finish it.
He was teaching me how to play piano, and I tried to learn when I was younger. I just didn't get it. Like, I was like, I need drums or a guitar. But of course, parents are always going to be like, drums in my house? Oh, no, you're not going to be doing that racket all the time. So what we're going to do is we'll just get you a guitar. But then she got me an amp, which made no sense. I was like, why would you get me an amplifier for a guitar? This is louder than the drums would be. But hey, I took it and I ran along with it.
There you go. There you go. So how did you, with that last lesson, I don't remember how far we got, but did you learn anything? Were you able to play something similar to what you were hearing?
We didn't get to the actual song that I wanted to learn, but I did learn, I learned finger dexterity.
All right.
If you don't know what dexterity is, folks, look it up, because I'm not even sure what it means at this point. No. But no, I did learn a little bit of finger dexterity, and learned that that is a extremely vital key to the, like, and each piano is different, and it's just, it's amazing how people and how you can play the piano like that, because like each one is different. And I was even asking while we were, while you were teaching, I was like, so what are these over there? You're like, oh, don't worry about, like, but you know exactly what they are. And when you're on, when I tell you, he plays these instruments like they're just, I don't know, he makes them into it's a part of him. It's crazy, it's weird, and it's great, and it always sounds amazing. That's the important thing.
Wow. Yeah. I practice, man. Try to have fun with it,
and you do, you excel at it. Like, it's, oh my gosh. And he has, if you could see the setup over here, you would be dumbfounded
Yeah, that last little piece, that kind of took it to the next level.
And I'm trying to move things. See what happens when you mess with a good thing, folks. You could just leave it how it is. But one thing that we aren't gonna leave how it is this break right now. We're gonna put some things in there. We're gonna put some music in there and make it flow. And hopefully you all are having a fantastic Monday. Don't forget the solar eclipse is happening.
Is it right now?
No. Oh, don't look. There was somebody who was like, "Oh, we're gonna see it," and I was like, "Are you gonna put glasses on?" She's like, "Oh, I have glasses on," and I was like, "No, no, you don't." No. As LA Knight would say, "Nana." Like, you gotta have like those special glasses, and I mean do whatever you want, mm-hmm. but don't make your solar eclipse glasses at home. That's not probably a great idea. Get those professional ones. Make sure that you can see afterwards. You don't want to see the solar eclipse and be like, "That was the last thing I saw," and it was like, "Was it worth it?" And it was like, "It was the sun with, you know, the moon in front." Like, eh. So just be well prepared for those things. You know what I mean? What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some more fun things. What those things are, I have no idea. But you know the show. I never know. But what I do know is we're taking a break. We're going to come back. Is there a link or anything that you want to give out? So people can find, like, when you're going to make
your All right.
videos? Or...
I'm going to keep in contact with you. Mm-hmm. Right now, all I have is my Facebook page, which is Ray Dub. What up? But Facebook page is, is it? I'll get back to you with that.
After the break.
What's my Facebook page? That's why I need some help with this whole stuff, because I could care less at the end of the day. I just want to help people. I just want to help.
And if he's teaching me, folks, if he's teaching me how to play piano, you know he's helping people, because you know I do not have it. My sister could teach me how to play violin tomorrow, and I'd be like, "I don't get it." But what I do get is that it's time for a break. We're going to come right back. Don't you worry. This is The Daily Shift. You know the many ways to listen. Outside the Box Radio, Jukebox Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, MySpin Radio. If you're in a hotel, hello, and hope you have a fantastic trip. We're going to be right back. This is The Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked.
You looking at those changes, hope to God you see my face. Young blood, see you want me. That is life, and I'm just a dead man walking till
I wanna hold you close. Don't wanna let you go.
This is a little show we call The Daily Shift. Welcome back. Thank you all for joining. And thank you all for listening to what is going to be the question of the day. We're recapping, like, we're going, like, I've seen WrestleMania 40, but it has not ceased to amaze me, like, what's happening. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen it, but it's still fantastic. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm going to tell you the ending. No, I'm joking. So the question of the day, it's one thing, since we're talking about creating and how he's on Facebook Live, which is, by the way,
a major music and art.
One more time.
A major. So capital A, M-A-J-A-R. Music, M-U-S-I-C, the letter N, and then art, A-R-T.
Now, if you want to, that's where you can go, and once he starts posting the videos of how to play and things like that, that's where you're going to go. Eventually you're going to see me on there. And I've learned how to play a new instrument and be a prophetic at it. Is that a prophetic? Is that a...
Hey, man, that's a church word.
I'm going to start having dreams about it and, like, just being like, I need a book right now so I can write. I don't know how to write in music. I already
prophecies
told you.
Prophecies in music.
Yeah.
Music prophecies.
But, what I wanted to ask everyone, well, what I wanted to proclaim to everyone, I hate the sound of my voice. I know there's some people out there like, oh my gosh, you have a nice voice, like, but does anyone else hate the sound of voice or just don't like something about themselves in general, but come to use it and love it in some way, shape, or you don't have to look like, for me, I don't like the sound of my voice, but I've come to use them, you know? But if somebody played something back to me, I'd be like, what is that? Who is that? I was like, why are you playing it? It's like, that's you. It's like, no, it's not. Don't you dare say that about me. That's you, man.
That's a good question, bro.
Is there something that, like, do you, like, if we played back, like, you playing like keyboard or drums or guitar or something like that, is there something that you don't appreciate the sound of because you're like, ah, I messed up there? Or,
oh yeah, 100%. It's always like you feel like you can do it better as a musician.
That's what it is. Yes,
like, oh, I know I could play that, or I could have done it. It's anything, art, everything.
Yeah. And I don't see that as a bad thing. I see that as a good thing because it's like you're looking for the betterment of yourself. You're like, I can always do this better. And you just put it in the way that I resonate with. Because I've seen myself act and stuff like that. And there's people being like that come up to me and be like, you need to be like an actual actor. And I'm like, not from what I'm seeing, but you know. It's because I'm looking for the betterment. And the fact that you just said that, like, I mean, so how many times have you gone back and listened to yourself play?
Yeah. Maybe 2-3 times a week.
And like, do you afterwards, do you go back and like work on that one piece or?
Yes, but, now when you go back to work on it, it's not to make it better. It's just to I don't know. It is essentially is to be better, but while you're practicing, you're not thinking I'm practicing to get better.
You're just playing, you're right. Just messing around with the kid. Okay.
It's like I'm not doing it to get better, I'm just doing it because I feel like I need to do it.
Right.
So
I get that. Like 100%. Like, I there's certain things. Like, if I ever went back and listened to my own show, this show would have been done by episode 2, folks. Like, this would have been over. Like, this would have been a done deal.
Okay.
Like, because I don't know what it is. I just don't like the sound of my voice. But other people, and I quote, it sounds like milk to my ears, whatever that means.
Who said that?
Not going to put them out there. Just that one person I'm not going to put out there who likes crunchy French fries and said, I like the soggy French fries. I'm sorry. What? Those are delicious. You all have lost your minds. I'm sick of this.
Wait, when you say crunchy and then you say soggy, it's like,
well, not
what is happening.
Not like, you know, like the French fries that are like they're extremely hot, you know, they're cooked and all that kind of stuff. But like you can dip them in the
you talking about like McDonald's fries? Because those things are kind of soft.
I love McDonald's. McDonald's, give me money.
There you go.
Or give me free fries. I'd accept that as a deal. Like we could talk, like we could getting some lawyers set up, like, because it says here, as long as you talk about them every episode, you give them free fries. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That has to be something. I'm sure. Play a McDonald's commercial. They have to send you something.
I'm not going to do the tune. I'm not going to do the tune because I don't know if that's a lawsuit or not. But what is not a lawsuit is giving me free fries.
There you go.
We can talk
get
about
them fries,
it.
Bro.
We can talk about it. Or McDouble. Mm. Anyway.
We're talking about food, man.
What was the question? Like, we deviated so far. Like, that makes me wonder, does McDonald's like their own? Never mind. But yeah, I don't like the sound of my own voice. Like, I don't like seeing, I don't like anything like watching myself. Like, I don't like, you know, it's just like, oh, that could have been better. Oh, that I could have done that differently. And it just comes off wrong to me in my eyes because I'm looking at myself and trying to see. I think that's where it even starts. Like, you know, when football players look back at the tape and stuff like that, like, why didn't I cut left?
Mm-hmm.
That was open. Or, you know, like you mentioned before, like when you're hearing a piece or something, it's like, ah, you don't hear it at the moment, but maybe later on when you're like listening, you hear the error or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And maybe even people who are listening or watching or whatever, they don't see it. But you do because you know what was supposed to happen and you know how it's supposed to be. Like for when I was King Creon in a play called Antigone, I'm sure at this point, if you're in high school, you've heard it. But Antigone, I was King Creon, and one of the co-stars, his name was Kyle, and we had this ongoing joke backstage, like you mentioned earlier, like there's things backstage that happen and stuff like that. He ran out and he would go, "Father!" And like he would do this goofy face and this goofy run, and he did it during the play, and I literally tried to like I couldn't hold back my smile, and I smiled, but I turned it into like a sinister smile, like, you know, but it was just like, you know, he got me, he did. But like, you know, they like people who were watching didn't notice. They were just thought it was like part of the play. But father, like it caught me off guard. And I was like, oh, you know how you have to like clench your hands and your feet or something just to hold back from like breaking character. I was just like, like, what's one time that you almost broke character or like messed up?
Every time I'm on stage.
Every time?
Every single time. You want to be like lively when you're in front of people. You want to be like, let people know I'm in a great mood, I'm having fun, and sometimes you'll forget like I'm really not having fun. Like I'm tired. Like, I really want to just go home and go to bed. And then sometimes I'll catch myself like, then I got
You gotta just jump back into that charismatic mood.
Yeah.
Especially with music, because I mean, you got it. Like you're the one that's like amping up the crowd,
right? And so they're looking at you, and if you're like, you know, it kind of kills the mood.
Yeah, like it's like, well, he's not having a good time. He's the one playing the music. Oh,
but yeah, man, all the time. Or sometimes you'll see something, like you'll see something weird or something funny, and you can't just point, you know, laugh.
So when have you ever seen somebody walk out, not because you don't know the reason, like they're going to the bathroom or maybe they have to go and do something or make a phone call, like does that ever bother you?
Depends on what's happening. Like if it's something like very like something serious or like a certain moment where you want everyone to be engaged. Or like you want to set like a certain tone and want everyone to be serious. If it's a moment like that and someone is like, and they just get up and walk away, then I feel like I'm not doing my job. I'm not able to capture the people like I want to.
Gotcha.
But yeah, most times, no, I don't care.
Okay.
Like most time I want to walk out myself, but, but yeah. But certain moments, you want people to be so in tune in what they're hearing that they're frozen. Not to say you want to control people or anything. But
you just want them to be like, oh, my gosh, this is so phenomenal that I don't want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to go to the restroom, but I'd rather. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I 100% understand. Oh my gosh. Like I get that. We do need to take a break, but that doesn't mean that there isn't more show. When I say that, it means that we have the entertainment coming up. We're not doing the facts today, folks. No facts today. That's okay. We have the entertainment. We're going to talk about some of WrestleMania, maybe a horror movie or two. We're going to talk about the cookie that I gave you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, that is something that we're going to need to talk about because...
I'm trying not to eat so much of it while I'm here.
Chomp away. People are going to be like, what is he eating? Like, they're going to...
Hey. Yeah, I've been nibbling on it, man.
Oh my God. Haven't I told you how much they, like, I love them. They gave me, like, a nickname and everything. They call me KK Buttons over there.
What?
Yes. There was one time... I'll talk to you about it in a moment because it's ridiculous and I love them. They're so amazing. That crew is amazing. The people that come in there is amazing.
That's cool.
And you've seen how like it's like a mom and pop shop, you mm-hmm. know? And that's always the best thing, you know, going to like a little mom and pop shop and then
like, getting that love from them. You giving them love to them.
And the love that they put into the food.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, real talk.
But we're going to talk some more about it when we come back. We have the entertainment coming up. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about some horror movies and WrestleMania 40 and other things. All you have to do is keep it locked right here. Why? Because this is the Daily Shift. You know the many ways to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcast. Don't forget about the Wisdom app. Wisdom? Yes, Wisdom. Oh my gosh. There's so many that I'm starting to forget. As long as you don't forget to keep it locked right here. This is the Daily Shift. I'll see you right after the break.
Burning the trees, and I see fire. Hollow in soul, I see fire. Did you remember me?
Win again and when I do, it's gonna hurt like hell and you don't mean to. That's what I tell myself, but why you gotta be so heartless? I know you think it's all
this is... This is probably the greatest entrance to the entertainment scene. Well, that's how you know it's true and authentic, folks. Just like some of the entertainment that's been happening, like WrestleMania, if you've seen that, phenomenal. Night one and night two, they were both fantastic. I enjoyed it. Actually, what else? You're watching it as we speak, like. He's like so in tune with it right now. Like he's like, what's about to happen? Like, that's The Rock's cousin, by the way. Roman Reigns.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's happening. And of course, as you know, there's more wrestling happening tonight to show the aftermath of WrestleMania. So technically, wrestling's been happening for 4 days straight. We had SmackDown on Friday, WrestleMania Night 1 on Saturday, WrestleMania Night 2 on Sunday, and of course tonight, WWE Raw on Monday. So it's just, oh, I can't wait to see. It's too much for me. I don't know if you've all seen the movie, I don't know which movie to talk about at this point. Like, there's, like, a movie that on Lifetime that I want to see. There's actually old movies that I want to go back and see, like Green Mile. Like, have you seen that movie, The Green Mile?
Yeah. Why you want to go see that movie?
Because it was just so, the acting in it, like, I feel like a lot of the acting has gone down, you know what I mean, in scale. Like, there's certain things that you see that you can go back and watch and you'd be like, and you still feel those same emotions when you first
I was about to say that movie was kind of heavy.
Oh my gosh, yes, it was. There's no denying that it was like it weighed heavy on you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you want to go back and just be like, I need to go back. And that's how good the acting was, you know. Like, I mean, if it was like based off of true events, you know, like Selma, it's not like there's Selma 2, Mo Selma.
Okay, gotcha. But shoot, it might as well be based off of true events. What, like, that's very likely that that happened.
I don't doubt, I mean, but the powers and like, I mean, the bees and like, there's certain things I'm like, okay, well, hold on. Probably, okay. Like, there was certain parts I was like, all right, well, let's slow down a little bit. But like, no, I still love the movie, especially, oh my gosh. Like a lot of the actors, I feel like they're not going to like, oh my gosh, Tom Hanks.
Real.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Who else was in that? Hold on. Let's.
Because you know what? They made him bigger in that movie too. He ain't really that big.
What do you mean they made him big? Like that was CGI?
I don't know. I just know he wasn't that big, but in the movie, he's like shoulders above everybody.
No.
Yeah, you seen the movie. He's towering over people.
Well, I know he passed away.
And he wasn't that, he was like what, 6'2"?
No.
Yeah, he wasn't that tall. That, I mean, great acting.
I need to see this.
See how tall he was. He wasn't that tall in real life.
It doesn't tell me how tall. Oh, 6'5". 6'5". Oh. Yeah.
That's still pretty tall.
Yeah.
But shoot, he was like literally like, you would see a shot of him standing next to Tom Hanks and all you see Tom Hanks' head and then like the bottom of his chest.
What was it?
Unless Tom Hanks is short.
What's the Tom Cruise? He's apparently, a lot of people have said that he's, you know, on the shorter side.
Really?
Yeah, like they're like
Tom Cruise.
I still can't imagine it because I guess the shots that they use. Fantastic runner, apparently. Like everyone wants to run like Tom Cruise does, like in movies and stuff. They're like,
he running every movie, don't he?
Oh yeah, he's 5'7". He's 5'7". That's not actually. I think my sister is a little taller.
You're right. That is you wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, because he looks tall. Like I guess the shots that they get. It's impressive. Like how they do like these movies and how they get these shots. And I don't know. Like but Green Mile is definitely a movie that I want to go back and watch.
Okay.
I almost started to go back and watch 8 Mile.
Definitely, I would go back and watch 8 Mile. I would go back and
watch. What movie? Oh, by the way, folks, any movie or anything that I mention here, keep in mind the rating. Don't just be like, oh, well, they mentioned on this show, so it's a... No, just keep in mind the rating. That's all I ask. Of the movies and things that I mentioned, not all of them are like PG-13. Some of them are rated M, like 8 Mile, maybe Green Mile. You should keep some children from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there a movie that you've ever wanted to go back and watch or something?
I'm sure at some point there was, but now... Oh, man, I'm so tunnel vision now.
Like
oh, I got to practice. Oh, I got to practice. I got kids.
I got kids.
Yeah, man.
Don't make me do this. I have kids.
Yeah.
I have children.
Yeah, man. So a lot of times we watching bubble guppies.
What is a bubble guppy?
Bro, it's about some fish that... Y'all know what bubble guppy is.
I know. I don't know. I've never... Those words in a same sentence have never even left bubble my guppies. Lips on this show
before. I don't want to say it too loud. My running... Oh, bubble guppies? No. Not right now.
What you in here doing? Bust the door? What you doing?
Yeah, no. But yeah, that's... If I get a free moment, I'm definitely... there is some movies I would like to go watch. I don't know the names of them. just off top, I just would like to have an evening where I went and actually watched some movies. That would be nice. Lucky you.
I still don't know what bubble guppies are, but it's okay. Hmm. I'm going to have to figure. Like, I thought it was still Paw Patrol. Like, I thought that was the thing.
Oh, no, man. That was a couple years ago. Oh. Yeah. Once you take them to go see the movie, after the movie, it's like,
they don't care about it.
There's nothing better than that. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's kind of like the Powerpuff Girls, folks. Once Powerpuff Girls, don't judge me. You know what it is. Oh, no.
I never watched it, but they look cool.
They had the Rowdy Rough Boys. Oh, man. I wish that was an ongoing thing. Rowdy Rough Boys. Oh. Anyway. That is the cue, folks. Something, one of the phones, that one. Just let me know that maybe it's time to head out. And I do want to ask, though.
We didn't talk about the wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So how did you... Actually, you said that you might start watching.
Oh, yeah, definitely. See, like, when this is good to have on, like, while you're practicing. Because you don't have to be... I mean, I will say it's kind of kept me... Maybe not a good thing to have on while you're practicing. But, yeah, it's... I used to watch wrestling growing up, so... Watching it now, at one point it did seem kind of the acting was horrible.
It was a lull.
Yeah, but now I'm looking at it, I'm like, golly, these dudes are going crazy. Like, it ain't even the fight; it's the stuff they doing.
It's the storyline. You just started watching the storyline. This storyline has been going on. He's been champion for I think 13.
Captain America?
No.
Oh,
the other guy. He's been champion for 1,300 days, but don't say anything.
1,300
days? Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew he was going to win when he walked out.
Wait, not spoiling anything.
I didn't say nothing. I just knew he was going to win when he walked out.
Well, I mean, he's tribal chief.
Oh. How are you going to lose with that?
I mean, what?
How are you going to do with that?
But,
come on.
That's a reason that you guys should check out WWE. Like, yeah. There's a lot going on. It's happening tonight as well. I mean, if it's already happened for you, which means, I mean, just amazing. It's just so much fun to watch. It's so fun to get into once you start getting submersed, especially if you have kids and they start watching it and, like, just looking at it and getting inspired, and you can see that they actually feel something for it, which goes for anything like that. Like when you start actually feeling some kind of emotion for anything that you're watching, that means that there's something good happening there. You know, it could be movies. It could be wrestling. It could be, what was it? Buddy Guppies?
Bubble Guppies.
It could be Bubble Guppies. It could be Paw Patrol. It could be anything. Once you start investing, that's how you know it's worth it. Especially if your kids start like getting invested in it. You know it's worth it then. I hope you all enjoyed your weekend, your week, your WrestleMania weekend, the solar eclipse. There's so much that's happened already.
Is the solar eclipse happened already?
No, it's happening...
How's this
soon? You don't have the glasses for it anyway.
I mean, I was just waiting for the whole world to go black.
That's not gonna. The world is not gonna go black. What do you think it's gonna be like? An ice age when this?
that's what the commercials were showing. Like everything's just gonna go pitch black for like one second.
No, that's not what's going to happen. Oh, my gosh. I hope not. That would be terrifying. Why are you looking forward to it? That would be terrifying. It would be like, what's that movie? The Purge. It'd be like The Purge for like 5 seconds and like the damage people can do in 5 seconds. Let me tell you.
That's good. But yeah. No, I think we missed it, bro.
Well, that's okay. It's always next year.
No. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it.
what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. Well, actually, we're not going to take a break. We're going to head out for the day. This is the Daily Shift. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Woodhouse, thank you for coming on once again.
For sure.
And thank you for coming on. I hope everyone enjoys their week, their day. Don't forget to check out, what's your page?
A Major Music and Art, and go purchase an instrument.
Are you going to be teaching more than the piano?
Yes.
Okay.
Drums, guitar, bass, and sax. We're gonna get back into the saxophone.
Saxophone. If anyone has ever heard of The Simpsons, don't forget to check that out, because I'm gonna be learning something too. So you're not gonna be alone. If you think you sound bad, I'm there to make sure that you know that you're gonna be sounding way better than I do.
I promise you, you're gonna.
At first. So I mean, that just means that you need to listen, pay attention to Woodhouse, because I'm gonna be pretty bad, folks. I tried to learn piano years ago, and
you're gonna learn it the right way this time.
Yeah, it didn't turn out too great. But what hopefully did turn out great was the show for you all. We're gonna let you go and do what you do. If it is morning time for you, then good morning. If it's nighttime, then good night. This has been the Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time.
All right.
Yeah, 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 naked.